This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Dwayne Vogt. Capital V-O-G-T is the last name. Dwayne, D-O-A-N-E. Place was the Pines of Burton Memory Care North. Date was May the 9th, 2022. New paragraph. Chief complaint. Mr. Vogt was seen in follow-up of hypertension period. He has severe Alzheimer's and is on hospice care period. New paragraph history. From the standpoint of his blood pressure, comma, this is controlled and he denies any headache or any cardiac symptoms, period. He is currently not on any antihypertensive, so it's controlled without meds, period. He does have a stroke history, but he couldn't give me any specific symptoms, period. He does not ambulate, period. He remains on aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, period. He also then gabapentin, 300 milligrams, three times a day for neuropathic pains, period. His dementia is somewhat advanced, period. The use of systems is negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, abdominal pain, or other specific complaints, period. He does have urinary incontinence, period. In paragraph examination, he's not acutely distressed or ill. Blood pressure 138 or 63, pulse 62, respiratory 16. Temperature 98.4, oxygen saturation 96%. Head and neck is unremarkable, oral mucosa normal. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1S2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Fetal pulse is palpable. Abdomen was soft and untender. New paragraph assessment of plan. 1. Essential hypertension. This is currently stable without any medications, period. Number 2, neuropathy. I will continue gabapentin, 300 milligrams, three times a day, period. Number 3, dementia is advanced. He's under hospice care for this period. For comfort, he has morphine, PRN, and hyoscyamine, 21.25 milligrams SLPRN if there's secretions, and Ativan, 1 milligram every 4 hours if needed, period. Overall, continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.